Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And indeed, my callers are on fire. Ernie from Virginia is one of them. Yes, Ernie, please continue.
Okay.
You mentioned Bob Chapman and others, and Bob will be back next week.
Oh, excellent, excellent. He has pointed out a couple interesting pieces in his last International Forecaster, but before I mention some outstanding recently done by him, mm-hmm. I'd like to point out one other thing that Joel Skousen said in his World Affairs brief.
Yes.
In his coverage of the Iraq reconstruction scam, agrees with tons of U.S. $100 bills. He talks about all this waste, fraud, and abuse, and the contractor malfeasance, the abuse, the lack of oversight, the lack of fairness and competition, sole source contracts, prime contractors and secondary contractors, kickbacks, conflicts of interest, and on C-SPAN today. Fortunately, we had one senator, Senator Dorgan of North Dakota, bring up this unbelievable waste, fraud, and abuse situation going on in the government. But what we have here is a totally broken system of accountability. The Bush administration is using secrecy, using failing to allow Freedom of Information Act requests. They're hiding this massive corruption. They just don't care. And apparently the Democrats have abandoned America because I don't see one Democrat in the country helping Ramos and Compion. We now have 91 congressmen, all Republicans, standing up for these border security agents. But not one Democrat will defend these agents. Now, Rick, why is that?
Well, it's the same reason, I'm afraid, that what we had in previous wars, going back to 1 and 2, was that these people are intimidated by the very power elite that is running the system. Now it is worse than it ever has been, because now we are locked into a global union. There is no more America. There is no more sovereignty. And these people in Congress, the so-called opposition party, know it. They know it just as well as you and I know it.
Absolutely right.
They know that the gig is over. It's just a matter of laying down and playing dead or being dead, because America now has Red China, Red Russia, as you know, issuing the warnings, telling America that we're not going to tolerate you interfering now in world affairs. Look, Russia is not an independent, a nationalistic country as far as I'm concerned. Red China is not a growing, evolving, freedom-loving nation. Both are going to play an integral part in the destruction of America in the days ahead.
Exactly.
Both of them. Because that's the way it was laid out, my friend, by the world planners.
Absolutely. And it's for America to go down, our Constitution,
absolutely,
our Bill of Rights. It's the attack on our middle class. They want to eliminate our middle class, put us under the Iron Curtain, more or less, absolute control.
Now, you know the part that bothers me, Ernie, more than anything?
Yes.
And I think you might agree with me, is that our men and women in uniform, instead of doing what they know they need to do, I'm not talking insurrection, I'm not talking treason, I'm talking stopping treason, stopping insurrection. They need to administer again to themselves that oath that they've all taken to defend America against all her enemies, foreign and domestic, and they need to do what needs to be done, and that is to put a stop to the treason from within. And if they don't do it, they deserve what they get in Iraq and Iran.
Well, Rick, let me add a couple things here.
All right, let's take a break. I'm going to hold you over because this is very important. Stay with me, Ernie. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
With you once again, Ernie, because you... You are one of the most intelligent callers that we have here, and there are many.
Well,
so go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Rick. Most of your callers are all outspoken and very good and knowledgeable what's going on.
Absolutely.
Former Secretary of State Brzezinski, and this has been reported by Bob Chapman. And
he was, a National Security Advisor.
Right. And he testified before Congress. It was in the last week or the week prior.
Yes.
And he gave warnings to Congress about what was going on and how this war in Iraq was out of control and the potential for greater conflict in World War III. And no one in the mainstream media covered him. And Brzezinski is considered to be one of the top Illuminati, one of the most informed Illuminati in the country. And it's almost like we have a split in the globalist agenda where Brzezinski's on one side and the Bush administration and Cheney, a neocon group, is on the other. Some are considering the Bush side as a rogue side now. Do you think we have a divided situation?
No, it's a rhetorical divide. I mean, it's a dialectical model. Once again, just like the policies in the world today on the part of the United States foreign policy are basically, dialectical. And they're creating people like Chavez in Venezuela for the purpose of bringing about a conflict that will engulf the world and then bring about a total police state at home, which is what they want, a lockdown, and, of course, a total link up to the one world system. You see, they're going to just regionalize this whole area and then link us to a global, it's already a global economy.
Let's
face it, they've made it a global union where we are dependent on Red China, not only for slave labor made goods now, but for buying the debt and purchasing the debt structure.
Absolutely.
So this is what they've done to us. This is all planned years ago.
And we're financially bankrupt, Medicare, Social Security. Our deficit load.
The totalization program. Yep.
Absolutely. And our commitments, there's no way we can pay for this in a lifetime. So this is their solution, one world government, Amero, regional government. But one other thing, Bob Chapman in his last international forecaster talked about an alleged radiation hotspot on Manhattan's east side, which has the potential for becoming a political hotspot, and that, he said, was the Israeli embassy. The question is, has Israel smuggled a dirty bomb into the U.S. for a false flag operation?
That could be.
Have you heard anything more about that?
Very well could be. I have heard it, but I haven't heard enough about it to be able to see any documentation, obviously. But it would not surprise me in the least. Nothing is impossible or below the belt with these people. We know, and you've heard the interviews with Dr. K, you've heard the interviews we've done with Paul Thompson, and you've heard the interviews we've done with people that we've had from various authors, experts, from England, who wrote various books on the 9/11 cover-up, Christopher Bolin as well. All of it leads back to the Mossad and the CIA, which are linked, and the British MI6. No question about it, there's an axis of evil there.
Axis of evil, and from everything I read, and I'll conclude here, that this attack on Iran is going to take place, and it's going to be done before the end of April, from many, many sources. And President Bush was almost laughing today and referring to people that's heard about this as nothing more than chatter. I don't buy that. I think there's a real threat here.
He said the same thing before the Iraq war.
Absolutely.
It was the same thing. And you know, it's so funny. I was sitting in the coffee shop the other day, and this guy comes along who I see that he reads the paper, and he's like me. He's very knowledgeable. He doesn't talk much. But he picked up the paper, and there's the headline in Saturday's Journal, and it says, you know, that government, Bush administration, ready to prove Iran behind attacks in Iraq, and he swore out a bevy of words. He says, you've got to be kidding, man. He says it's the same pattern, the same lies over and over again. And I said, Steve, yeah, that's true. And you know what? They know they can get away with it. Because as Harry Hopkins said during the Roosevelt administration and getting us involved in World War II, you can tax and spend, elect and elect. The people are too damn dumb to understand.
Is it too damn dumb?
Opinion.
Rick, is it too damn dumb, or is it just indifference and apathy?
Both. But they are dumb. Make no mistake, they're dumber now than they were in World War II, and because now, you see, the population, the youngest of young generations, are totally turned off to this reality around them and totally turned on to the booze, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the programming, the filth, the garbage. They've been totally mesmerized by it. And that's how you seduce a nation, my friend.
It certainly
is. That's what
you
do. Okay, Ernie, thanks for your call once again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Now, we have Ree, I believe, who dropped off. Ree from Florida. Ree, you can get right back on the line if you wish. Sorry about that. 800-313-9443. We've got Ann from where? New Mexico?
Ding, 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 ding.
All righty, Ann. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Yeah, I just got connected.
Thank you.
I can always hear that buzz, you know.
Yep.
How are you?
Well, praise the Father, I'm doing well.
Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yes, for sure.
Amen. Amen.
You're absolutely right. They're turning the young people. They want their bodies, souls, and minds.
Yes,
indeed. And they can do that through the current. The current, you know, the currency, the current in the computer, the current in the television, you know, it's the electronic drug.
Well, they're doing it. It's called the, used to call it the boob tube, but somebody once wrote a book, the plug-in drug.
Yeah. And speaking of drugs, this is why I called last week. I called in, and Dr. Key, I respect him, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what he meant by counter espionage in regards to John Coleman's conspirators hierarchy, the story of the committee.
You're talking about John Coleman?
Yeah,
the,
John
the so-called Great British spy.
Well, no. This is Dr. John Coleman. I think he's Irish.
Well, he was, but wasn't he involved in the intelligence community then?
I do believe so.
Because I've tried to get him on a year and a half ago, and every time he made an appointment, he broke it.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
No, he wouldn't, and I was told that, you know, the guy is just a phony and he can't be trusted. So.
Anyway. Well, that's too bad because I finished reading this book, and here's a quote. The ADL is an outright British intelligence operation run by all three branches of British intelligence.
Uh-huh.
That is MI6 and the JIO. And he also said, let nobody underestimate the power of the ADL nor its long reach. Now, here's another quote. See, this book is basically about drug pushing, and the governments and the banks of the world and the countries of the world are involved. They're involved. Rick, and it just hurts my
Absolutely.
Heart.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah, and that's where they make their big money, you know. And
no question about it, Ann, you're right.
And sorcery, the word sorcery is mentioned six times in Scripture, so just line it up.
Pharmakia.
You know? Right, and it's the administration of drugs.
Yes.
And
yes.
Because I think the governments make it so hard for people to make a decent living, they turn to drugs. And it's the illegal drugs as well as the legal, so-called legal drugs.
And right, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you're right. The narcotics, you know, both legal and illegal are a problem.
Right.
Big problem.
Yeah, and praise Yahweh, I'm not on any prescriptions,
well,
you know.
God bless
and,
that.
Yeah,
amen. That's great news.
Give him the praise and honor.
Yes.
Here, listen to this. This is on page 104. The lucrative drug trade is one of the worst examples of making money out of human misery. The other being the legal drug trade run by the pharmaceutical drug houses under Rockefeller ownership.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S. for the most part, but with substantial companies operating in Switzerland. Oh, and by the way, I'm stopping here. The BIS, you know, the Bank of the International Settlements,
mm-hmm.
is nothing more but a gangsta drug bank, money laundering. So I often was wondering about that bank. It's the banker's bank, according to Bob Chapman, that was, to quote him
yep.
when I asked
yep.
him about it. But it is the bank. It's a gangster drug bank. And it's the head of all the banks, but it's, mm-hmm. I would imagine if you went into their files, you would find a whole lot of information regarding drug laundering.
Oh, yes, but getting
anyway,
in.
Operating in Switzerland, France, and Britain, and fully uh-huh. backed by the American Medical Association, which is getting back to this quote.
Yes.
So it's just disgusting. Yeah.
That it is, Ann.
Disgusting.
You're right, Ann.
I'm just appalled. I read this book. Now, I don't know if this man, you know, I don't know anything about this man, but one thing I don't care about is that he doesn't source his research or
mm-hmm.
his quotes,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this book. But mm-hmm. It gave me a lot of really good information about what's going on in the world and the underbelly of all the governments and the countries, you know, like Afghanistan and Peru and Bolivia. Those are producing the opium and the cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they refine it, are all involved in this dirty business.
And Afghanistan.
Yeah, Afghanistan, right?
Now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
The
and
crop is growing once again.
Yeah, and I agree with Jim. I think sometime in March, or, you know, like he gave information about...
I mean, look, we wouldn't be sending all of our fleets out to that region unless we were preparing for war.
Yeah, there's the Stennis, the Boxer, the Eisenhower.
There you go.
All right. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you. Yahweh bless as well. Bye-bye now. All right. We'll be back with Joe and other callers. Stay tuned. 3 minutes from now, I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBN.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and very long-winded tonight, I guess. As you know, I have a habit of doing that. But one thing I need to do before I take Joe next, and that is to remind you that the book Wrongly Blamed, I'm sure you heard about it. We had Dr. K on again last week, and he's been coming on frequently because he's trying to get you to take advantage of his unbelievable offers for this book on 9/11 and his other two books that he has written as well, including The Words of Muhammad and the other books that he has written. But particularly the reason for it is that we are going to take the invoices and the proceeds of what he's gotten from the sale, and we're going to be able to take a percentage from that and give it to RBN to help pay the shortwave bill that we're on. As you know, many of you listen to us on shortwave. So that offer he made last week was the most incredible offer of all. 15 books for $200 post-paid. You can imagine the cost, post-paid, shipping and all. That's 12 copies of Wrongly Blamed, and then you have three additional books, including his other books that we have talked about, all right? And you definitely need to call this number if you want to get on now. Just a few days left of this offer. Tell him you heard it here, Rick Adams Program. Leave a message. The answering machine's on. He'll get back to you. 866-618-2503. That's the number. 866-618-2503 for Dr. K and his book offer. All right. Now let's take Joe next. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you now. Yes, Joe.
Okay. Rick, how is it that the news media knows who is responsible for a bombing in a terrorist war?
How is it they know what?
How is it they know who is responsible the next morning?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask them, Joe.
I have, and they say, well, we got a telephone call.
Oh, yeah?
And someone took responsibility for it.
From who? Ehud Barak or Mr. Olmert or maybe David Rockefeller?
Well, how do you prove who the person on the other end of the telephone is?
I don't know. I mean,
are they
who
they say they are?
They know. They have all the answers, Joe.
I see.
Yes. The media would never misinform you or disinform, would they?
I remember when the Irish Republican Army had their problems with the Protestant Army. They were going back and forth for many, many years, bombings and this and that.
Yes.
Come to find out there was a third party involved. It came out much later, just recently.
Mm.
You remember that third party?
Yeah, it's the British government.
They were bombing both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And many of these bombings and these clashes are instigated by the British, the Israeli and American and Central Intelligence agencies in Iraq. They want clashes. They want war. They want a division because out of the smashing of the eggs comes the omelet. You see, the world order, the new world order.
Right.
Isn't it interesting, Joe, that Woodrow Wilson used those words, peace and safety, in 1917, huh?
Well, see, this is the like minds of who quotes peace and safety of the end times.
Satan's children.
The children are their what's the word I'm looking for? Their copy, their carbon copy.
Yes, their handed down.
Twin. Yeah, or maybe even their twin.
Yes. Yes.
In the book of Numbers, Rick, 24.
Uh-huh.
And when he looked, 24:20, and when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the grandson of Esau, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Kenites as the sons of Cain and took up his parable and said, strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. You know, I know a rock over there in Jerusalem today that's being fought over.
Yes.
Known as the Dome of the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's been some turbulence there.
There has been turbulence
Most recently, yep.
That is going to be a main focus of the world in the upcoming future.
Yeah.
Remember, Satan will be here very soon, bringing peace to the earth.
Yes.
And the abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Matthew 24 and Mark 13, which are the seven seals.
Yes.
And that leads me to my last quote from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Those seals are the seven seals. You see, Jesus already opened them in Matthew 24, Mark 13, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Right.
And no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open it to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back, Joe. All right, be right back in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, republicbroadcasting.org. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're just finishing up here with Joe, and Joe the Bible answer man. And Joe, you were just quoting one of the scriptures here that is particularly relevant. Go ahead.
Yes, Rick, it pertains to the seven seals. And the fifth verse reads, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, is Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. And in that great book, he talks about the abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet taking the place where he ought not. And that would be the seat in the temple,
mm-hmm.
in Jerusalem.
Yes.
I'm going to quote from Ezekiel 28. I will cast thee, this is 16, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. See, when Satan takes that temple, and of course, Jesus is going to be returning to the Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a straight shot right through the Kidron Valley, or the Valley of Jehoshaphat, right across into the front door of the temple that's going to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go right into the Holy of Holies, and that's when the action takes place.
Now, do you foresee this temple being built, in a fashion that would accompany a bombing of Iran, that maybe during this turbulence and total wreaking of havoc in the Middle East, that the rabbis and the Israeli government will be moving heaven and earth, so to speak, to get the erection of that temple on Temple Mount, the third temple?
Well, when Satan gives the okay to go ahead and build this temple. And remember, Satan's a copycat. We have to always remember that he's going to copy the scriptures almost to the T, because he knows our scriptures to the T.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tremendous scholar of the scriptures. And remember what Jesus said when they asked him? He said, destroy this temple, and I will restore it or raise it in 3 days. He was referring to his body.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the end times, it would be his many-membered body, or his elect.
Right.
Would be the temple in the end times.
Yep.
Satan is probably going to copy that.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember that he's going to use the scriptures, and he's going to use the knowledge that we have to deceive us.
Yes.
If it's possible. Yes.
Well, many are being deceived right now.
Oh,
and I think that many people, even in the Patriot movement, are looking to Russia, you know, and other forces, and they're looking to Chavez, and they think these guys are going to be true warriors against the globalists that control America. And they think that there's a ray of hope there. But I say it's all part of the staged production for the benefit of us.
That's right.
I mean, it's going on just as the script writers intended it to go on.
Oh, yeah. All the kings of the earth are all in lockstep now.
Yes.
It's just an orchestration.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
The Kenites control every bit of media that goes out.
Look, if everyone was holding hands right now and there was no dissent, you wouldn't be able to move forward without people starting to ask questions.
Right.
And now you've got people who say they're patriots, say, look, this one's got a good idea. He's opposed to Bush. That one's opposed to Bush. He must be pretty good after all. Not realizing they're all walking together. All they're doing is just playing the role-playing opportunities. That's all.
Yes. And they want to take the elect down. That's their goal now.
Mm-hmm.
They have the rest of the world in hand, politically, economically, religiously, and they have evidence in hand.
Right.
You see, what you're watching is not a political war in the Middle East. It's a religious war.
Mm-hmm.
This was prophesied in the scriptures. All they're doing is bringing it to pass as best they can from the scriptures.
Yeah.
They're using the scriptures. They're reading the scriptures. They're going to their religious leader. Their pastor or their priest in this country, and saying, how does this scripture apply, and how should we make it come to pass the way it's written? You see, they're trying to make the scriptures come alive.
Yes.
They're trying to.
Yes.
But you see, they can't fulfill it because they haven't got the volume of the book. They're just taking bits and pieces here, and it can be shattered and torn apart by a good scholar.
Right. Very good. Very true, Joe. You hit the nail on the head again.
So this is what they're up against, and the rock that destroyed the ten toes, which are the ten kings of the end times in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
The feet were made of iron and clay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This crosses all boundaries now. Iron and clay is in all countries of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
It's the city of Babylon is the whole world today.
Yes.
Known as the one world system. It is the Babylon of the end times, and Satan is the father of it.
No question about it. And their words are peace and safety, as Woodrow Wilson said nearly 100 years ago.
Yes, Rick.
Okay, Joe.
Thank you, Rick,
for those words of wisdom from the Word. Amen. All right, 800-313-9443. Let's say hello to Jim in Louisiana. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you and Mike Piper are two of my favorite talk show hosts. Just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
You were talking a little while ago about mainstream talk radio show hosts,
uh-huh.
You know, Bill O'Reilly and Mike Savage and all that bunch, you know,
yeah.
Misleading the people.
Sure.
How do you feel Amy Goodman and, like, Noam Chomsky and people like that fit into the scheme of things?
I don't know who Amy Goodman is. Who is she?
She runs Democracy Now. It's really a popular
show. Oh, okay.
I
know Chomsky, and I know he's quite left. He's a Jew. He's an intellectual, and he's been involved in the science mathematics field for many years, right?
No.
Well, you know, I mean, these guys, you know, they speak a lot of truth. They speak a lot of truth, but I'm not going to pick up their gauntlet for them and suggest that they are to be followed all the way down the primrose path. Because, you know, they'll give you a lot of truth, but they'll still mislead you, I think, in the end. You know, you can take your wax from many sources and make your own candle, Jim. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I just had your opinion of, like, where their cutoff point is.
Yeah.
You know, what do they not tell us?
Well, they take the, like, for instance, Chomsky and some of the others will take the left wing of the paradigm, and they will, you know, expose the excesses of Zionism, the right wing, and so forth. But at heart, most of them are still Zionists, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them still believe in the Zionist state, the concept of a Zionist state in the Middle East. And that is the core of the problem, you see.
Yeah.
That can't exist in God's economy. It can only exist in the satanic realm of things because it is the source of the end time prophecy, you see. It's
That's
all
for
coming
sure.
to fruition right now.
Yeah, I never could comprehend God having showing favoritism or, you know, for any particular race of person. But, yeah, I think he was quoted, Noam Chomsky, just recently as, not wanting to admit to 9-1-1 as being an inside job. Have you heard that?
Oh, is that his? I didn't hear that one, no.
Yeah, I didn't hear it from him, but I heard someone else on one of the other talk show hosts say that he said that just recently.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to talk about it, and he didn't think that it was an inside job.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jim. Are you a first-time caller?
To my program? I called you one day last week.
Okay.
I mentioned something about a forum here in
yes,
Silver City, New Mexico.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You've called twice then.
Yeah, I appreciate
Excellent.
You.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening.
I'll be supporting
okay.
you, sir.
Excellent, excellent. And all of you out there do likewise, as our caller, Jim. John in California is next. Hello. Hello, John.
How you doing?
No, I'm doing quite well, sir.
Well, I know that you've been doing, you know, research and for many years on things and that, and I was just wondering if, with your producer after our call, if I could perchance I'll just obtain your email and leave you mine.
Okay.
I'd like to have some correspondence, and as I come across things... that I believe are relevant, if I may forward them to you for your perusal.
Oh, sure, sure. I just don't have as much time, you know, to have a personal pen relationship,
yeah.
so to speak.
You know? That's okay.
But I mean, get a lot of mail from different sources. So, yeah, that's okay, though. That's
okay.
All right, John.
Okay.
Sure.
And just to bring you up to date, I got that... document from Officer Jack McLamb.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Which is from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. This was sent to the sheriff at Maricopa County. Sheriff there, Terry Chapman, he's got a letter accompanying it. But if I could just quickly read off the list of who they are considering as terrorists.
Okay.
Or on the excrement list, as you would say. Okay. So here we go. We'll start with the obvious. We'll start with the obvious ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hate groups. The ADL would love this. Skinheads, Nazis, neo-Nazis, usually recognized by tattoos, black separatists, KKK, Christian identity, and white nationalists. then right-wing extremists. Here's the right-wing extremists at the top of the list. Defenders of U.S. Constitution against federal government and the U.N.
Oh, my goodness.
Known as super patriots.
Yep, they were known as George Washington and Madison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're the terrorists. Indeed. Groups of individuals engaged in paramilitary training.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we have, there isn't too much to this list, so common law movement proponents. This could probably take care of quite a few of the legal alien problems here, starting with fictitious license plates, no license plates, fictitious driver's license, no driver's license, refuse to identify themselves, request authority for stop. That would probably mean U.S. citizens, too. Make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Claim driving is a right and not a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And attempt to police the police. And here's,
now, these are the ones that are considered to be terrorists. Is that what you're saying?
This is, they give a number to call for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I don't know why they don't love these ones and why they're even on the list. This is a very short list. Left-wing terrorists. Political motivation is usually Marxist-Leninist philosophy. Now, I can't really see how that's supposed to be on the list. I think they should probably love people like that, since they're known as Zionists and running the show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's the last two little lists.
Mm-hmm.
The weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, chemical, or biological. And here we are now with the single-issue terrorists. Targeting of law enforcement and emergency personnel, animal rights, eco-terrorism, violent anti-abortion extremism, urban riot, agitators, cyber penetration, non-aligned terrorists, that's got a lot of ambiguity, doomsday cult type group, insurgents, rebels, and lone individuals. That's it.
Well, it's quite an impressive list.
Yeah.
I guess we're all on that list to some degree.
To some degree or another.
Goodness.
I mean, especially one of the, you know, since they can't spell, their four-letter word would probably be patriot.
Yes. My goodness, it's nice to know I'm in good company.
Well, anyways, I thought I'd leave that with you, and it was nice to hear Joe Church again.
Yes, yes.
I love the scripture relations he puts to things.
Oh, yes, and we all appreciate that, and Gene in Texas and
absolutely
many others. All right, thank you very much, John, for that list. I'm glad you called back.
Okay, thank
Excellent.
You so much.
All
and,
right.
If I could leave that with the producer
Yeah, sure, and then he'll give you a way of contacting me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, done. Thank you. And let's take Daryl in New York now. He's been waiting a while. Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, hello. I want to know your opinion on a couple of different things.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of Barack Obama?
What do I think of him?
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah, like in National Public Radio, I was just listening to him today. They make him out like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, you know, he's an airhead. And he's a good little puppy dog for the Council on Foreign Relations. So I guess he would make a great president, along with Hillary and John McCain and all of the others, Republican and Democrat, wouldn't he? I mean, as long as he can follow orders, that's all he has to do.
I have no idea what he stands for, what his background is, or anything.
Well, we didn't know much about Jimmy Carter either, did we?
No.
Remember that obscure peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia?
I was too young at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they said when they put him on the cover of Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. You know, he doesn't have to know anything. All he has to do is know who's in control. And that's all. He's a front man and a figurehead. That's all the president is. And that's why I never got excited about who's president, because I know the president has very little to do with actually running the country.
Yeah, whoever was in control of Jimmy Carter seems to have had a falling out with him.
Yeah, well, now he's starting to tell you a little bit of truth about Palestine and what the reality is. And it's very little truth because it's, you know, what he's doing is downplaying it and just taking a very tunnel vision look at the whole picture. It's worse, much worse than Jimmy Carter paints it. That's for sure.
Where does Barack Obama stand on Israel-Palestine?
Well, he hasn't said very much about that lately, but I'm sure you'll find that he will take a very cautious, quote-unquote, very, salutary position for Israel, and he will say what most politicians say, and that is we have to get back to the peace talks, and we have to just prod both sides to get together. It's a very safe political statement to make, you know?
Yeah.
Don't expect much from Barack Obama.
Yeah, these peace talks have been going on since 1990 and gotten nowhere.
No, they've been going on for years, and they never will. All right, thank you for hanging on. Appreciate you as a new caller. Thank you very much, Daryl. We'll be back. 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Okay, we're back. Turn me on. Turn me on. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to go all the way down under. We're going to take a call from Australia, Sydney. Nick, hello. Hey, you're on the program with Rick Adams.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, apart from just recovering from a little bit of a cold.
Well, that's nice.
I was just wondering, a couple of weeks ago, you were going through the list of people who have died.
Yes.
Under mysterious circumstances, being involved with the Clintons.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you have some kind of compilation of that information with references and such.
I do. I mean, I have a list. Yes, a list of all of the deaths.
Okay.
I'm going to read it again on the air some night.
Yeah. I think you should. But I was just wondering. Is it, like, posted on the net, or is there some kind of compilation, or is there, some, like, the references to the mainstream?
I'm not sure. It may be on rents.com. I'm not sure. But it may also be on any number of sites, okay? I'd have to check that. But I will maybe, you know, if not, we can possibly see if we can post it on our new reconstructed website at some point, you know? Yeah.
Well,
but
I
do have it. I do have it in my files, said Nick.
Yeah. Because I'd definitely like to pass that around here, because in Australia, I would say that there's a truth movement is maybe, I don't know, if you've got maybe 20% of the population there, if you're lucky, we have maybe 0.5%. so, I mean,
now,
our,
will many
our
of
truth
them be,
movement, I suppose, is
will many
very
Aussies...
much underground, yeah.
Oh, is that right? Good.
Sorry, John.
Will many Aussies be voting for Hillary?
I think they did a poll on yahoo.com.au, and she actually won the poll. And I was just flabbergasted after what you were saying about it.
Yep.
I think we're very much like in Barack Obama. Like, no, but you go to, you know how people, when you say somebody's name, like, say, I say Ron Paul, and they're like, Ron who? It's like here they'd be who?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like nobody even knows Ron Paul. All they do is just leech off the mainstream media in the U.S. It seems.
Sure. Mm. That's absolutely
correct.
Is there
any other questions you would like to ask me about Australia?
Well, I'll tell you, it's we have a lot of listeners there apparently, and that's great to know. How are you listening to me now?
Well, I was just listening on the net.
Great.
Sometimes I get your archives.
Great. Excellent.
Yeah, I basically just listen to you on the net, and it
people
comes
listen
on here
shortwave,
like 4 in
the net. Yep. Good.
4 in the afternoon here, so yeah, it's quite handy to have you on at the time. Maybe for you, it's a bit of a struggle sometimes staying up so late, but
it's
very handy.
Yeah, it's late where I am, but people like yourself listening all different hours in the West Coast in the United States, it's just a great time, 9 o'clock, you know. So right now,
and. Could I just mention one thing about the Australian-American alliance, as you're probably aware, through all the wars, has been very, very strong. And what you come across all the time when you try to question things about our relationship or things that might put our relationship into question is you find people thinking that you're anti-American.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not true at all. It's like we're just anti-corruption, you know what I mean?
Well, the government of the United States is far more anti-American than any of us could ever be, that's for sure. Thank you for calling Nick in Sydney, Australia. Call again. We're out of time. I'm sorry I couldn't get to my other callers, but we'll do it again this week. And tomorrow night, special guest returns. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mr. Whalen next and much more with RBN. I'm Rick Adams. Lord willing, see you tomorrow night. Good night.